This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a pleasure to welcome in Joe Prunty. Joe, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
What was the reaction of the team yesterday to the news that Jason Kidd was fired, and what was your message to them in the aftermath?
Well, I think, you know, it was a crazy day. A lot of emotions, you know, but it was one of those, the message was pretty simple. You know, this is part of the business. It's a different situation, but we have a job to do. And tonight the job is to go out and beat the Phoenix Suns. And I was proud of the guys, for the effort that they put in, that resulted ultimately in a win.
What about from the defensive standpoint, with the way you guys schematically play defense? Do you plan on making any adjustments or changes to that, or are you guys going to continue to run with the same scheme?
No, we'll make some adjustments. It's something that, you know, as coaches, regardless of the sport, you're always evaluating, tinkering with things. But it is something that we'll take a look at. You know, we've got a system that is in place on both sides of the ball, but there are things that we can do to tweak it and make it better. We need to accomplish our goals, which we can. I look at last night's effort. You know, in the first half, they shot, I believe, around 55-56%. And in the second half, they shot 43-44%. So I liked that improvement right there within the game, but you know, that's one of the things for us is just being consistent from game to game, from play to play.
You know, Joe, I'm sure this is not how you want to get the head coaching job, be a head coach, but were you as surprised as we were when this news came down?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people that were surprised. It was, like I said earlier, it was a very crazy day. And, you know, it's the one thing that I was saying that we talked with the guys about, it is part of the business, but it doesn't mean there's not a personal element to it.
So how then do you try to move forward? Because I'm sure the guys were as shocked as you were. You go out, you get a win last night, but now you kind of got to regroup and start over. How do you get now the guys on the page that you're on moving forward?
Well, the goal doesn't change.
Right.
The goal is the same. We're trying to win games. And what's the best way to go about that? The goals that we have for the season haven't changed. And we know what we want to do. We know the things that we want to do to get that done. As we just talked about, do we need to tweak a few things here and there? Yes. And as we go along, we'll continue to do that. Because I think the one thing that people misunderstand is sometimes people think when you're winning, oh, you're not making any changes or adjustments. Actually, you are. And that adjustments is just a fun word for a lot of people to just throw out there. It's like rotations, adjustments, rotations. And then they sound like, oh, man, now we're talking. The reality is you're making adjustments and you're looking at rotations and who should be in the game all the time.
Tom and Bucks head coach Joe Prunty here on the Wendy's Big Show. There are a lot of fans that are critical of the amount of minutes that Giannis and Middleton are playing, 1 and 2 in the league. I argue that without those guys playing those many minutes, I'm not sure how many wins you would have at this point, that you kind of need both of them out there at this point. What's your philosophy on their minutes and the amount of time they're playing?
Well, the bottom line is we want to win games. And we have to do from game to game what we need to do. The minutes is something that we'll have to evaluate, but I think both of them have been, they want to win. And so we're not trying to wear anybody down. You know, we're always looking at health as an important part of this, because this is a marathon, and, you know, 82 games is a long season. But, you know, that's also one of the ways those guys get rest is the responsibility of their teammates. Those guys have to step up at certain times as well and play to a level that either maintains a lead, gets a lead, or increases a lead. So, you know, part of their minutes are dependent upon making sure that we've got everybody playing at a quality level.
When you talk about the starting lineup and that shooting guard position, whether it's Brogdon or Sterling Brown or whoever it's going to be, what's the determination in your mind who gets the start at that shooting guard position from night to night?
Well, you know, I think obviously last night Malcolm made a pretty strong case for starting at the two guard, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, he had a great night for sure. First 3-point game of his career.
Okay. But you see, it's funny. It's interesting. You go right to the stats, though. Who, you know, the big gun, so to speak, for Phoenix is Booker.
Yeah.
And he didn't play well.
I thought Malcolm deserves a little bit of credit for playing good defense. Mm-hmm. Now, at the end of the day, our defense is it's a team thing. So if Booker or Moose or whomever scores, we can't just say, "Oh, it was that guy's fault." It's all our responsibility. He scored on the Milwaukee Bucks, but I thought Malcolm played very well last night. The one thing, again, kind of going back to the rotations comment, we have to do what is best for the team. That's the bottom line. And with, you know, if somebody isn't performing, then we'll make the adjustment. But the important thing is anybody has to be ready when their number is called. And I think if you ask most guys, starting is a thing that everybody talks about. What do guys really want to do? What do most guys really want to do?
They want to close games. Yep.
They want to be on the floor at the end of the game.
Sure, and I get down with that. My deal is this: is that I think this bench really needs somebody that can score coming off of it right now, and maybe that's Jabari Parker if he ends up coming off the bench going forward. But that's my concern. Again, you look at the bench last night; really, no scoring to speak of, and you have guys on the bench that I think are pretty talented. But are younger players that don't get a lot of run necessarily. So that's why I asked the Brogdon versus Sterling Brown comment, because I think Brogdon gives you an opportunity to maybe have a little bit more scoring off of the bench if that's where he was coming from.
Sure, and I do understand that. Yeah, you would like more bench scoring, and I've seen teams in the past, like Utah in the past, didn't always start maybe what would be deemed their best five. Or, you know, I spent a fair amount of time in San Antonio, and Manu Ginobili came off the bench. And so there was a lot of firepower there. And it was, you know, a testament to his character to accept that role when, in a lot of cases, you know, he, like most guys, would want to start, but he was fine with, like, look, I just want to be out there at the end of the game and help us win. But, you know, I think the other thing is we can't always sort of, like with Malcolm talking about his offense last night, I thought Dele did a tremendous job last night with a lot of things. I mean, was he perfect? No, but that's not, you know, I don't think any of us are perfect. But that having been said, I thought Dele did a lot of good things out there to help us win the game. I thought Marshall Plumlee did a lot of good things out there to help us win the game. And a lot of those things won't show up in the stat sheet. So, you know, you look at guys being out on the court, we need contributions from the players that are out there when they're out there. And I don't mean to belabor this point, but Jason Terry was put in a little bit of a tough situation in that he had been out on the floor. I took him out. Tony gets banged up a little bit, and Malcolm has 3 fouls. So we made the decision to go with Jet, and he did a very good job defending Booker in a very short stint, but it was a big stretch of the game.
Yeah, Coach, I just want to touch on what the fans, I mean, sometimes, because the question was asked to Horace, did the fans' influence have anything to do with this? I mean, because I think at this point, you're going to have patience, because there was some reports that the ownership thought that Jason Kidd the team should be better at this point instead of where they were. So now it's a reset button. I just want fans to understand they got to be patient with the new ideology of what you're going to bring in, or do you think fans are going to expect for you guys to just shoot up to number four in the East? I mean, should you think the fans should be a little bit more patient?
Patience?
Yeah.
We're talking about patience?
Right.
And I know I'm making a joke, but look, our goal is to go out and win games. And that doesn't change. And you guys know that. And so we want to get to the playoffs. We want to make a run, all of those things. That, yeah, for as much as those are goals, the way you get there is step by step, day by day. And everybody says, oh, those are cliches, and you know, and it probably sounds boring, but that's what we have to do. We have to play better basketball. You know, there's a lot of things that we have to do better, and we're working towards that, and we'll keep working towards that. You know, Jabari, you guys mentioned, I think the other thing that people have to be careful with him is they're going to say, oh, Jabari's back, so now this is what's going to happen. He's going to be coming back off a long time, being out, recovering, the timing, the rhythm, the individual part of that, the part of fitting in with the team, that's not going to be easy. So I get it. Patience is great. And, I can't control what people are going to think in terms of what the fans want or this, that, as much as what we control is trying to get better every day and making sure we're improving so that we can achieve our goals.
Joe, speaking of Jabari, what's the timetable for his return?
It's some point in February. You know, obviously that date is getting closer, whatever that exact date will be. I think there's like a checklist, you know, as you're going through this process and making sure he's hitting these things, so that he's ready to play. And again, when he does come back, don't anticipate him playing 48 minutes, you know. And I think that, you know, people are going to think, oh, why, you know, why is he not doing this or that? That is where he, you know, we have to be realistic about when he comes back, what he will be able to do. And I know he's going to be hungry, but again, it'll always be what is best for the team.
And one last thing too for me, for Giannis, the situation with his knee, how do you guys monitor that and try to keep him, I guess, from hurting it even more, or keep him up to speed as far as playing time with Giannis moving forward?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's something organizationally, you know, the medical staff, you know, has to keep us abreast. Giannis has to, you know, keep us up to date with how he's feeling. The biggest thing is there has to be a lot of communication, between where he is. And you know what, to be honest with you, it's with every guy, where they are, how they're feeling, what, you know, 'cause there's always that tendency, or the distinction, excuse me, between, is somebody injured or hurt, or, you know, and to some degree, and now it's injured, hurt, or sore, you know, because, when I got, you know, I remember, you know, David Robinson and Avery Johnson having a conversation, and, the comment was, hey, we're all a little hurt. Are you injured? Because there's a difference. And that was very, you know, for me to hear that was very eye-opening. And this was, you know, 20-some-odd years ago.
Talking with Joe Prunty, the Bucks' new head coach, here for a few more minutes on the Wendy's Big Show. We saw reports yesterday that Giannis was not pleased with the news that Jason Kidd was out as the new head coach. Have you talked to Giannis, and how is he sort of adjusting to the news as we move a day forward?
You know, I have talked to him briefly. You know, I want to spend a lot more time with not only the guys, but, you know, there's a lot of things that have to take place. This is all very new, as you would imagine. I think all of us, like we were talking about the personal side of this, it was, you know, it was a shock to a certain degree. And so I think we're all processing it, but he, you know, he's, I know that Giannis wants to win. And This is a different – yesterday was a crazy day and a different day. And I think for all of us, it's a matter of – like last night was a matter of being professional, go out on the floor, and we have to do the do our jobs. And, you know, our job that night was to try and beat Phoenix. And, you know, we did the things that ultimately resulted in the scoreboard reflecting that.
You know, there was a report out of Sports Illustrated that said pretty much that Jason Kidd didn't comfort the players enough, yelled a lot and so forth, and rubbed some guys the wrong way. Did you notice that along the way the last couple of years, that some guys may be getting turned off by Kidd's approach?
You know, I can't really say that that was – I mean, I think there's been a lot of stories that have been put out there recently by a lot of people. Coach Kidd is – he's really, really good. He's very sharp, knows what he's – you know, knows what he wants, knows the approach to get there. I think, you know, you're always going to have stories, but I can tell you he is first class, high character. He has – him and his family are great people, and he has been nothing but great – to myself and my family. And sometimes I will say, you know, as coaches, you have to do and make tough decisions. But I said this last night, I truly believe it. He is a Hall of Fame player. He's a Hall of Fame coach. He is a Hall of Fame person. And, you know, that's he's a good man. And, you know, I think there's always going to be stories out there that, you know, are presented that, you know, you can't tell if I don't know. I think things get exaggerated or talked about more than they should be.
Well, Coach, I know one thing, and I know that you have a huge fan in Brian Anderson, play-by-play guy of the Brewers. I don't know if you saw his tweet yesterday or not, but he pretty much said in capital letters that you are the real deal, and he believes you can be the next Popovich if given an opportunity to do it your way for pretty much an extended period of time. So you definitely have BA support going forward in this thing, and if you're the next Popovich, please don't leave us.
Well, that BA is a great man. Wow, that's I'm not. I worked with Pop for 9 years, and he's amazing. And that, you know, I don't think think we might be getting a little bit of. Can we have patience?
Did we patience?
That was
Leroy.
Leroy wants patience.
Yeah, man, we got to wait and see how this thing work out.
Let's, you know what, and real quick. So
yeah, go ahead.
Because we are talking about, obviously, when you have change like this, Joe, it feels like management wants you to do something a little bit different than what the other guy did before. And there's always pressure, though, when you're coaching and when you're in professional sports. What is the ideal goal, I guess, for the Milwaukee Bucks right now? You talked a little bit about that moving forward. Obviously, it's to be in the playoffs, but where you guys are trying to go as far as the future is concerned?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing, and it was something that we addressed, is being more consistent. You know, within games, from game to game, and then are we better today than we were yesterday? And that is, you know, again, I kind of mentioned the scoreboard. You know, the scoreboard is, for the most part, is usually a reflection of doing more things right than your opponent. Like, did you get the rebound? Now, that doesn't show up on the scoreboard, and I know it shows up in the stat sheet, but getting rebounds, setting screens, making the right pass, or what we refer to as the hockey assist. So those are the things that are what help you get better from day to day. Can we be more consistent at doing all of those things?
That is Joe Prunty, the Bucks interim head coach, and maybe the head coach for years to come. The best of luck with that, Joe, and throughout the rest of the season. We really appreciate a few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show, and here's hoping you are the next Greg Popovich.
Hi, great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on, Joe. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Joe.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.